Today on the program, we'll take a look at just how serious Marian consecration is. Stay tuned, because it's coming right up. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in. My name is Gary Zimek, and I am pleased to be with you here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. As today we look at the seriousness of Marian consecration. Today is day 20 of our 33-day preparation process, and I really thank you for joining me. Man, I had an exhausting day. I unexpectedly had the privilege of being invited to the World Meeting of Families over in Philly. So I was over there today, met lots of great people. Man, I'm going to tell you something. It is wonderful to come together with so many like-minded individuals and see just how many great ministries there are in support of our Catholic Church. I mean, it's incredible, just an incredible opportunity. Please continue to pray for the success of the World Meeting, and as well as the travels of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. He's going to be arriving in my birthplace, the city of my birth, Philadelphia, in another few days. So that's really exciting. People are really thrilled about that. But tonight we continue our look at the week spent devoted to Blessed Mother Teresa. We'll do that today, and then tomorrow we're going to finish up the week focusing on Mother Teresa. Friday we launch into a week dedicated to St. John Paul II. So we have lots of good things coming up on the program here as we head toward our consecration date of October the 7th. I can't believe I'm looking at this book and day 20 already. Day 20 out of 33. It's incredible. Now, remember, I don't want you to panic if you don't feel you know everything yet. We've still got 13 days. That's the reason we do a 33-day preparation process. And even then, you don't have to understand everything. You just want to understand to the best of your ability what it is that you're going to be doing on October the 7th. And we'll get into that today. We'll also look at the Mass readings, which are the readings from Wednesday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time. Now, yesterday, I apologize, I had to cut the show short because I had some dinner plans, meeting with some people from the World Meeting of Families, but today we're going to make up for that, and we will look at the readings, especially the Gospel. I'm not sure we're going to do all the readings, but we're definitely going to look at the Gospel because it's a really powerful one. So, just quickly, if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to find out more about my work, just visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I'd love to come out to your parish to speak about any of the topics I speak about: Marian consecration, overcoming anxiety, discerning God's will. All the topics are listed on my website, followingthetruth.com, and I'd love to be able to come to your parish to talk. Let's pray, and then we'll look at today's lesson, Consecration Covenant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day. We give you thanks for the many blessings in our lives. We're very grateful for this opportunity to join together on Blog Talk Radio and proceed toward our total consecration. Father, we ask for your blessing. We ask for your peace. We ask you to strengthen us as we go out into the world and attempt to bring people closer to you. I ask you to take over the show for me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us this day. We ask for all of these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, as we do each night, and we pray together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. And Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. Always feels good when we pray, doesn't it? Now we're going to get right into the material for today, which is day 20 of our total consecration. and it's entitled A Consecration Covenant. What exactly is consecration? What are we doing when we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary? Father Mike Gately's words. Yesterday I said we need to get ready for our consecration to Mary by learning to recognize all the blessings that will start pouring in. Today we'll be shifting gears a bit. We'll be preparing for consecration day by reflecting on how serious a commitment Marian consecration really is. This is an important part of our preparation because the more seriously we take it, the more seriously the Mother of God will take it. Mother Teresa will be particularly helpful to us today, for she took her consecration to Mary very seriously. Now, just a quick reminder that when we say consecration to Mary, the official name for that is consecration to Jesus through Mary. And Father Gately stated this at the beginning of the book, that this is just a short form. So don't think we're circumventing Jesus. We're not. We're going to Jesus through Mary. Part of the reason Mother Teresa took her consecration so seriously has to do with her roots in Albanian culture. A key word in this culture is besa. Literally translated, this means faith. But its more complete meaning is word of honor and to keep one's promise, Mother Teresa explains. Besa means even if you have killed my father and the police are after you. If I have given you my word, then even if the police kill me, still I will not disclose your name. In other words, to the mind of Mother Teresa, if you give your word to someone, you give yourself. Indeed, besa has a sacred character like a vow, oath, or covenant. Let's reflect on that last word, covenant. This is how Mother Teresa described her consecration to Mary. It's a word that has rich biblical meaning. It describes the bond of relationship between God and his people throughout salvation history. Such a bond is more than a contract, as scripture scholar Scott Hahn explains. A major difference between contracts and covenants may be discovered in their very distinctive forms of exchange. A contract is an exchange of property in the form of goods and services. That is mine and that is yours. Whereas a covenant calls for the exchange of persons. I am yours and you are mine, creating a shared bond of interpersonal communion. Another feature of a covenant is that it usually entails certain rights and obligations. For example, in the marital covenant, a husband and wife have the right to enjoy one another in the spousal embrace of self-giving love. But they also have the obligation to care for and support one another in good times and bad. Mother Teresa also understood her covenant of consecration. Her covenant is consecration with Mary as having certain rights and obligations. And she communicated this Marian spirituality to her religious family, the Missionaries of Charity. Father Joseph Lankford, inspired by Mother Teresa's teaching on the covenant of consecration, spells out the details of a Missionary of Charity's rights and duties in her relationship with Mary, listing 12 corresponding rights and duties. The list begins significantly with Mary having the duty to give her spirit and heart, and ends with each Missionary of Charity having the right to enter into Mary's heart and share her interior life. So the two bookends of this covenant with Mary are Mother Teresa's two prayers that we learned about earlier. Lend me your heart and keep me in your most pure heart. Everything in between is simply the terms of the relationship. Let's conclude then by pondering the Missionaries of Charity's consecration covenant with Mary, beginning with its introductory paragraph. And the introductory paragraph says, moved by an ardent desire to live in the closest union with you possible in this life, so as to more surely and fully arrive at union with your Son, I hereby pledge to live the spirit and terms of the following covenant of consecration as faithfully and generously as I am able. Now, before we end with the closing prayer, I want to take a look at this list of Mary's duties and my duties. So we're going to read Mary's duties. There's 12 of them, and my duties. Mary's first duty, to give of her spirit and heart. My duty, total gift of all I have and all that I am. Mary's second duty, to possess, protect, and transform me. My duty, total dependence on her. Mary's duty, number three, to inspire, guide, and enlighten me. My duty to Mary, responsiveness to her spirit. Mary's fourth duty, to share her experience of prayer and praise. My fourth duty, faithfulness to prayer. Mary's fifth duty, responsibility for my sanctification. And that's an important one. When we make this total consecration, we are allowing Mary to be responsible for our sanctification, our holiness, the getting of you and I to heaven. So that's a big job. She's got a big task there. Her responsibility is my sanctification. What is my responsibility? Trust in her intercession. Mary's sixth responsibility, or Mary's sixth duty, responsibility for all that befalls me, and my corresponding duty, accept all as coming from her. Mary's seventh duty, to share with me her virtues. My duty, imitate her spirit. Mary's eighth duty, to provide for my spiritual and material needs. My response, constant recourse to her. Mary's ninth duty, union with her heart. My duty in response, remembrance of her presence. Mary's tenth duty, to purify me and all my actions. My response, purity of intention, self-denial. 11, Mary's duty is the right to dispose of me, my prayers and intercessions and graces. My corresponding duty, the right to avail myself of her and her energies for the sake of the kingdom. Mary's duty number 12, total freedom in and around me, as she pleases in all things. And my duty number 12, right to enter into her heart, to share her interior life. Now let me just read, you know, you could review these in the book. I'm not going to read all of them again. I want to read our duties, our 12 duties to Mary once we make our total consecration. Number one, total gift of all that I have and all that I am. Number two, total dependence on her. Number three, responsiveness to her spirit. Number four, faithfulness to prayer. Number five, trust in her intercession. Number six, accept all as coming from her. Number seven, imitate her spirit. Number eight, constant recourse to her. Number nine, remembrance of her presence. Number 10, purity of intention, self-denial. Number 11, the right to avail myself of her and her energies for the sake of the kingdom. And number 12, the right to enter into her heart, to share her interior life. So when you look at it, when you look at your duties once you make your total consecration, they're really not that difficult. They're difficult in the sense that you're going to have to trust that the Blessed Mother is going to help you. You do that with the help of the Holy Spirit through this process known as total consecration. You know, you can't force yourself to trust. You just can't make yourself trust in her or in the Lord. Trust is a gift. It's something that comes about over time with some help. But over time, as you see changes in your life, as you find yourself getting closer to Christ, you'll be able to better trust in Our Lady's intercession, because you're going to see the power of that intercession in your life. And really, once you make your total consecration, you will begin to see changes. They're going to be subtle. Chances are they're going to be subtle. They don't have to be, but most times they are, take place in your life. And as these changes take place, some of what was previously difficult, trusting, praying, desire to read your scriptures, whatever it may be, it becomes easier. That's due to Our Lady's help. Let's conclude with today's prayer. Very simple prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to ardently make a covenant of consecration with Mary. You see, one of the things about these prayers they all have in common is the fact that we're asking for help. We're not just going to force our way through this process. We constantly are asking the Holy Spirit for His help to move forward with this process. And it's a really powerful, His help becomes very powerful. So let's continue to do that. Tomorrow, we're going to look at the final meditation, there you go, on Blessed Mother Teresa's Marian spirituality. Now, so far, we've covered St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe. We're just about finished Blessed Mother Teresa. And then on Friday, what do? We start St. John Paul II, and we'll do his Marian spirituality for a week. And we know that he really loved the Blessed Mother, as did all these other saints that we've been focusing on. And then finally, we've got 5 days of review. And looking at the review, we review St. Louis de Montfort. We review St. Maximilian Kolbe. We review Blessed Mother Teresa. We review St. John Paul II. And then the day 33, Father Gately calls it putting it all together. We talk about what's about to happen on the day of consecration. And just so you understand, when we complete our total consecration on October the 7th, I'm still going to spend 1, probably 2 days talking about where do we go from here. What do we do now that we've made our total consecration? Are we done? Do we forget about the Blessed Mother? Well, obviously, we don't want to forget about her. But a lot of this becomes really transparent. You don't necessarily have to be thinking about her intercession every moment of the day, but we'll hear what Father Gately has to say about that. He's got some good ideas about turning to Mary and becoming friends with her and really treating her as our mother. And that's really the way we want to live our lives after we make our total consecration. But we have all that to talk about. And remember, we'll be doing reviews, so even if you forgot some of the material that we've already covered in the past 19 days, don't worry. We're going to review it all so that it'll come back, and we'll make sure that you're ready for Consecration Day, which is October the 7th. Now, if you have any questions, please feel free always, and I really mean this, to email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Gary@followingthetruth.com. I was having lunch with my buddy Roger today, and Roger's a listener to the program, a good friend as well. And we were talking about this consecration, and I said, you know, this is the best group, and I'm not kidding, this is the best group I think I've ever had. This is the 5th year that I've been doing consecration on this program. Your questions have been phenomenal. They really have. They show a great insight, and they show a great openness. And that's the other thing that's really important. Sometimes we can have an attitude, and we can be a little closed-minded with matters of the faith. I mean, it happens to all of us. We tend to think we know better, and we become set in our ways sometimes. Your attitude has been great, and I really have to hand it to you. You're in this for the right reasons. You're asking the right questions, and Our Lady and the Holy Spirit and all of these great saints that we're turning to every day and asking to pray for us, they are not going to let us down. They're going to bring us to Jesus, but don't panic if it's not happening as fast as you'd like. Remember, you haven't even made your total consecration yet. You're still in the preparation phase, as we're doing here. And even after you do, don't expect the results to be drastic. I'm not saying they won't be. I mean, I guess they could be. But for the most part, they don't tend to be drastic. They tend to happen gradually. But a change will take place in your life. This does have an effect. If you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, I want to take a look at the gospel for today's Mass, and this is from the Gospel of Luke. Very, very powerful reading. I think this is one of my favorite gospel passages. It reminds us of the need to detach ourselves from all those things that distract us from our relationship with the Lord. That is not an easy thing to do. As we grow closer to Christ, or as we make that conscious decision, and it really does have to be a conscious decision to follow Christ. Look, we've been baptized, but it is possible to be baptized and to go through the motions. I did it for more years than I'd like to admit. I really have. So I get the fact that you can go through the motions, and you can even go to Mass every Sunday and still go through the motions. You and I have to make a conscious decision to follow our Lord. And that involves giving up some things, or some attitudes, or some area in our life that's holding us back. That's what the gospel is all about. So as we read it, let's let the Lord speak to us. This is His word. So let's let Him speak to us. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. And He sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. Powerful reading, isn't it? Now, you know as well as I do, to follow the Lord to truly follow the Lord, to follow Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, in order to do that, we've got to give up some things. We've got to give up time, because if we are following the Lord, if we want to have a decent relationship with Him, we have to spend time. We have to work at that relationship. So if I'm spending all of my time in front of the TV set or in front of the computer, that's not going to help my relationship with the Lord. I need to spend time with Him on a daily basis. I've got to do it daily if I expect to grow close to Him. So that's something that has to be given up. We also have to give up comfort. Now, that's going to mean different. That's going to mean something different to each of us. The comfort of security. We have our own idea of security. It might be money in the bank. It might be the comfort of your home. It might be a desire, a lack of desire, to reach out to other people because they make us uncomfortable. There could be so many different things that are keeping us back, things that we don't want to give up when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. But as you grow close to Him, you're going to feel this call to do certain things. He wants us each to do certain things. And that's going to come from our relationship. And we're going to get this feel like, oh, maybe I should do this. Maybe I need to start contributing more money to charities. Maybe I really should be volunteering at my parish because I feel that I could do something. Maybe I'm a good public speaker and they're looking for lectors. Maybe I love receiving Holy Communion. Maybe I really appreciate the value of the Eucharist, and they're looking for extraordinary ministers to go into the nursing home and distribute our Lord's body and blood of our Lord. There could be any number of different things that you could be called to do. You could have a high-paying job, but yet you're feeling this call. You get this feeling you should spend more time with your family, and you need to get a job that pays less money, but that gives you more of an opportunity to spend time with your family. It's different for every person, but that relationship with the Lord, as the relationship grows, I guarantee you, He's going to stretch you. He's going to stretch you, and He's going to ask you to do things which will make you uncomfortable. That's the way He works. Anything God asks you to do in your life is going to involve some element of fear. There's always some fear there. Fear of the loss of comfort, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of so many different things. When you step out, take that step or sometimes even that leap of faith, and you do it anyway, you're scared, but you do it anyway, you'll notice that your faith will grow. And this is the way faith grows. And the Lord's going to ask you to do things. He's going to challenge you. He's going to stretch you. You're here making this total consecration preparation, possibly for the first time. Don't think that's an accident. This is, and this is something that can be a little scary, especially if we're afraid of commitment, if we're afraid of doing the wrong thing, if we're afraid of not preparing sufficiently. Whatever it may be, there is some fear involved, for the most part, when you make this total consecration preparation and when you go ahead with your total consecration. I mean, I could tell you all I want how you can rescind this with a simple act of the will, how you're not going to be forced to suffer, how your life will not drastically change externally. I can tell you this, but you might not believe me. You might believe me a little bit, but until you do it, I did my first total consecration in 2011, and I can look back in this, you know, this is the fourth time I'm renewing it. So I know that the only results that I've experienced have been positive. But if you're doing it for the first time, you're not sure. So there is a little bit of fear, possibly even a lot of fear involved. That's where the faith comes in. But here's the beautiful thing. We're getting help along this process, along the way here. Right now, until we make our total consecration, we're praying to these saints for their help. St. Maximilian, St. Louis de Montfort, St. John Paul II, Blessed Mother Teresa. And we're turning to our Blessed Mother as well, and we're turning to the Holy Spirit. So we're asking a lot of individuals to help us throughout this preparation process. Well, then once we make our total consecration, then we're going to be drawn closer to the Lord. And again, it's going to be a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process. But what happens then is the closer you get to the Lord, the more He's going to ask you to do. And don't panic. I mean, if you're a spouse, if you have children, if you have a job, you're not going to have to quit your job or desert your family. You're expected to do those things. You're absolutely expected to do those things. But the Lord might, you might start to feel some of these inclinations that I mentioned a few minutes ago. The desire to give more money to charity. The desire to donate more time. The desire to pray more. The desire maybe to go to daily mass, the desire to spend time with our Lord in adoration, the desire to read the Bible. You're going to feel these desires, but you're also going to panic sometimes thinking that, what am I going to do? I've got all these other obligations. I've got things to do outside of work. I've got my job. How is this all going to blend together? That's where the graces come from total consecration can help you tremendously. You're going to get help so that it's not going to seem so scary to sign up for an hour of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. It's not going to seem so scary to volunteer to teach religious education at your parish. It's not going to seem so scary to give a few extra dollars in the collection basket. It might be a little scary, but you will get help. Or at the very least, you're just going to get this strong feeling. Okay, this is scary, but I should be doing it. These are some of the ways that the Blessed Mother helps us to be able to put the words of Christ into practice, these words that He spoke to His disciples. We are all disciples of the Lord. Are we going to make that intentional commitment to follow Him? And are we willing, with the help of the Blessed Mother, again, remember, we're making the total consecration, to give up anything which is keeping us from our Lord. And by ourselves, that's difficult to do. But when you get this help from the Blessed Mother, you're going to see it is easier. So that's the challenge the Lord is asking us, to give up anything which keeps us from Him. Think about what that means today. Think about what we talked about, Mary's duties, our duties, and tomorrow we will focus on the final day of teaching of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. If you have questions, please let me know. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Hope you have a wonderful evening, and God willing, I hope to be back here tomorrow night. I hope you will as well. God bless you. Take care.